Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Welcome to Implied. This is September 5th, 2025. Today, we're serving up a quick 3-minute breakdown of Broadcom, digging deeper than headlines to uncover what's implied behind the numbers. Here's the headline. Broadcom just pulled off a blockbuster. Fiscal Q3 revenue hit $15.95 billion, up 22% year over year. What that means is AI demand isn't just growing, it's surging, with AI-related sales soaring 63% to $5.2 billion. And the punchline? Q4 revenue is projected at $17.4 billion, topping expectations. What's public? Broadcom earned $1.69 per share, beating the projected $1.66. Revenue beat came in at $15.95 billion versus the expected $15.8 billion, so momentum is real. Then came the shocker, a $10 billion AI chip order from a new customer, widely believed to be OpenAI. That's a huge bet on custom AI silicon. And CEO Hock Tan confirmed he'll stay through at least 2030, stability amid fast change. Reading between the lines, Q3 AI revenue of $5.2 billion means AI now makes up about a third of Broadcom's total sales. With Q4 guiding to $6.2 billion, AI could hit 35 to 40% of revenue. Put simply, AI isn't a side business anymore, it's core. And that $10 billion order? If it turns into $3 to $4 billion of annual AI revenue, Broadcom locks in a multi-year growth engine. The signal here is Broadcom's positioning itself as a real NVIDIA challenger, offering custom chips for elite clients. Risks and counterpoints. Broadcom hasn't named the customer, and even if it's OpenAI, deployment could stall. Hardware integration is notoriously complex. Macroeconomic headwinds, like trade tensions, could slow rollouts. And rivals like NVIDIA and AMD aren't standing still. They could counter with price or performance moves. Watch list. Casually. Confirmation of that $10 billion customer. When does deployment actually begin? Q4 AI revenue. Does the $6.2 billion forecast materialize? Any supply chain or geopolitical updates? China and tariffs remain a wild card. One sentence takeaway. Broadcom is emerging as a top custom AI chip powerhouse, but whether this $10 billion order converts smoothly and how they navigate macro risks will determine if the story stays golden. Thanks for listening. If you found this helpful, subscribe, leave a comment, and check the show notes for sources. Please let us know if you want an analysis of any company. It was implied. It is not investment advice. Until next time, cheers.